A recent fresh air outing into the heart of my adopted home included a memory-stirring lap round Overstrand's attractive cricket ground. I played there a couple of times during my sessions with Caister and agreed those fixtures were memorable for excellent playing conditions and jovial post-match sessions. Sir James Barry waxed lyrical about village combat several innings ago. A rural cricket match in buttercup time, seen and heard through the trees, is surely the loveliest scene in England. I can't imagine life without the game, simply because it's been with me from the start. Crackling commentaries on the old wireless, with father demanding hush at the tea table as the 1948 Australians took away some of the taste. However, we loathed Don Bradman for putting Dad in a bad mood, just as another innings beckoned from the orchard. But it's my turn to be Len Hutton. In fact, it was my turn to be washed and put to bed. The release from chapel on a Sunday afternoon and subsequent charge towards the village pitch near the war memorial. Beeston versus Longham, a local derby just as important as any test match and worthy of my budding John Arlott commentary, impression, as I pedalled furiously to the scene of rural combat. Those games often brought entire families out to play, uncle and older brothers in the team, father umpiring and mother and sisters doing the tees. I made my mark at the village scorer and must have been prophetic. The pen was always mightier than the willow in my hand. There was always the chance that someone's bike would break down or a cow on the farm would start calving at an awkward time. Put that boy in as number 11. Excitement and dread made a potent cocktail as the ball hurtled towards you through the nettles and thistles at Cow Pack Corner. I recall our village squad meeting outside the post office, already changed into whites, if they had them, waiting for Ralph Cross to arrive in his lorry. We all piled in the back and headed off to the wilds of Gately, Roham, Tittleshall. I often had the lorry to myself as darkness fell after the match. I could hear them singing and laughing in the pub while my rations of Vimto and crisps had long since vanished. Dereham Cricket Ground was a larger setting for the Mid-Norfolk Shield final on August Bank Holiday Monday, and it didn't matter much that your lot hadn't got there. It was the villagers' day out, ranking alongside our annual trip to the seaside as a sunny ritual for sharing. The big marquee where old men's memories mingle with tobacco smoke and youngsters clutched bottles and straws outside. Cheers of delight from Falsham supporters as a catch was taken inches inside the boundary. Groans of dismay from Roham followers shuffling with discomfort every time they peered towards the scoreboard. Over the years, these two had their fair share of misery and mirth. I was impartial there just for the occasion. I didn't see a rural uprising to match it until Swardston hit the Hague Village Cup trail in the 1970s. That memorable run in a national competition helped elevate Swardston into the senior club ranks in Norfolk. Players and officials knew how much they owed villages who trekked to all parts of the country to loudly support them. It all came to life at Audley End in Essex on a sun-swept Sunday afternoon. The lovely country house provided a perfect backcloth for the Swardston faithful strung out along the riverbank like Native Americans who'd found a new reservation. For several weekends after that, Swardston was a ghost village as cricket played Pied Piper for an old-fashioned community spirit we feared had been bowled out. The game has changed considerably since my early days as a parish statistician, when it was still doubtful practice to play someone in a side who didn't live or work in the village. Local team meant just that. Perhaps the competitive edge has been sharpened even more by a formation and rapid extension of leagues and the introduction of new cup contests. Many of us mourn the passing of the good old friendly, not least because the average performers could be given a run in these fixtures when they were not at all important. Nowadays, points are much preferred to pints, and that also puts extra pressure on the umpires. Surely this is one of the reasons why the majority of the older players are reluctant to stay with the village game and pull on the white coat. I collected far more stories than runs or wickets in my 20-odd years or so with Caister on Sea.